Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, this third party that Elon Musk is aiming to create just took a dark, dark turn. Now, the intention of this third party is to undermine the current power structures that are held by both Republicans and Democrats in Congress and regarding the presidency, which isn't inherently a bad idea. A third party or a coalition government isn't always a bad idea, but I want you to keep this framework in mind as I run you through this story. Elon Musk is not only one of the richest men in the world, but he was Donald Trump's largest donor in the 2024 election, which was less than a year ago. 3 years ago, he was more liberal online. This is an erratic man who is using his money to gain power by not only platforms and votes, but algorithms themselves, so we can use this algorithm to boost right-wing propaganda. After Elon Musk realized that he could successfully gain power in the United States by just using his money and algorithms, he walked around the White House, gained a little taste of power, and now he seems to want more. Not only is he influencing elections across Europe by trying to boost far-right candidates and erode democracy there, but he's targeting democratic countries across the world, trying to turn them more right-wing. It is scary, and it's exactly what Republicans claim to be against. They claim to be against regime change or interfering in other countries. They want to be isolationist, yet they let an immigrant come to our country, like Elon Musk I'm talking about, come to our country, influence our elections, influence other elections, and erode the foundations of our country. Well, it has now gone a step further. As Elon Musk tries to create this new America party, he's consulting far-right thinkers who want to turn the country into what they call a, quote, CEO dictatorship. And this isn't just like a small threat. Curtis Yarvin, who Elon Musk consulted on the third party, has expressed a support for a monarchy, along with provocative ideas about race, to say the least, which we will break down. But he's grown a lot of power. J.D. Vance has cited him. Charlie Kirk has talked to him, which we will talk about in just one moment. Look at this guy. That's Curtis Yarvin on the right. He looks just creepy in and of itself, but let's attack his actual ideas because I find them to be weak, played out. I'm going to study them more so we can thoroughly debunk them. But when Elon Musk is attracted to somebody who is just saying, I want a CEO dictatorship, I feel like it's not a good sign for the health of democracy. Can we just start off with this article before we dig into all of this? Can we just start off with this article? After federal workforce cuts, the new DOGE chief says that we need to hire. The acting head of the U.S. DOGE service, which is the Department of Government Efficiency, headed by Elon Musk, not anymore, but it was headed by Elon Musk, now says the federal government needs more tech hires to provide better services to the country. I can't tell you how many MAGA debates I did where I pointed out, hey, they fired a slew of nuclear submarine workers, then had to rehire them. Hey, they fired a bunch of like CDC workers, and they had to rehire them. Ebola prevention workers, and had to rehire them. People at the Social Security admin were fired, and then it was harder for people to get their payments. People were being registered dead. So an effective government happens through checks and balances, through an experienced and educated workforce, and through, I don't even want to use the word government bureaucrats. We want there to be fresh faces that aren't government bureaucrats. But there is something to be said about experience in the government. For example, the quote-unquote bureaucrat who was the BLS commissioner, the Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner that Trump fired for no reason, fired randomly, she was experienced due to her decades of work. This is experience that we need in high-stress situations like that. So now that I've showed you that DOGE has failed so hard, they lost us money. And you know, they succeeded in some respects, because Elon Musk did get the data he was looking for. But when we look at their publicly stated mission statement, what was it? What was their mission statement? To reduce the government spending by $2 trillion. Then it was $1 trillion. Then it was $500 billion. Then they kept reducing it. They didn't even get $10 billion. I mean, there are arguments that they lost money. So DOGE is BS. DOGE backfired. The Trump administration has been focused on slashing the federal workforce over the past 6 months. I just remembered the unemployment numbers that I'm talking about, the job numbers that keep coming in very, very poorly, which is not good, that will only be increased by the firing of these federal workers who are soon going to be leaving. Remember, they had 6 to 9 months to leave. They are soon going to leave, and it's going to get much, much worse. But thankfully, we have thinkers like Elon Musk and creepy old Curtis Yarvin. Before we break down this article about Elon Musk consulting Curtis Yarvin, let's take a fair shot at his ideology. Let's take a look at this debate that he just did for Open to Debate. And the title is, Should the U.S. be ruled by a CEO dictator? I can't believe we're at this point. But just think about the words CEO dictator. I feel like that really, really appealed to Elon Musk, who prides himself as being a CEO who has held power in a lot of companies, who then got a taste of power by walking through the White House with Donald Trump, who then lost that power, is trying to use his money to regain that power, and who is falling down far right-wing rabbit holes on Twitter. His whole Twitter feed is just posting about immigration in Europe, how we need to elect far-right leaders in Europe, how low birth rates are the number one threat to the West, followed by migration. Dude, you're an immigrant yourself. It's all insanity, and Elon Musk is going farther and farther down the right-wing rabbit hole. I know you think that's not possible, but it is. He's going farther and farther down the right-wing rabbit hole, and it's getting to a point where he's talking to Curtis Yarvin. So before we break this down, all that I ask is that you double-check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. And the reality is, a lot of people who watch say, I've watched your videos every week, and I just realized that I was never subscribed. Glad to be now. I appreciate all of you guys for subscribing. But the reality is, with Curtis Yarvin, he's kind of deluded. He starts off here by saying that the average person can't really comprehend his idea, which is indicative of most people being small-minded in this day and age. I'm going to let him take it off.
I think it's sort of a sign of, in a way, how far away from reality the mass mind of the 21st century is. And I'd like to explain that by simply starting, and this may sound a little bit nerdy, but if you replace government with X, and you say the question is, should X, where X is, not X the company, but yes, also X the company, well, where X is any endeavor requiring the cooperation of a large or even small number of people. And the question is, should this group of people who are trying to get something done be coordinated by a single central organization or a central structure? The answer is almost always yes. And so, for example, you probably have an iPhone or a clone iPhone. If you look at the box that that iPhone came in, it says, designed by Apple in California, made in China. Okay, by my count, that is two monarchies, Apple and China, and two one-party states, China and California. Now, if we look at the difference between how the organizations of China and California, both of which are sort of governing structures, operate, we see very clearly that the government of California, the organization of Sacramento, could never have created the iPhone. Imagine Caltrans, the California Department of Transportation, being asked to create an electric car. This idea is absurd, it is preposterous, it is out of reality. And so we see that basically all of the things we use at all times are made by these strange things called corporations. Corporations are monarchies. Sometimes they're a diarchy.
Okay. I want to knock some of these points down, and I'm going to do a more thorough analysis of Curtis Yarvin's worldview, because I believe that when worldviews like this are growing and people are actually paying attention to them, they need to be thoroughly debunked rather than ignored. So we are going to debunk it here, and I'm going to do more research as time goes on. But I actually think Curtis Yarvin's argument defeats itself for a few reasons. Let's just start with the basic facts. Democracies outperform dictatorships 10 out of 10 times. Every metric that matters, democracies win. When it comes to economic growth, democracies win. When it comes to stability or innovation or life expectancy, democracies win. In fact, countries, when they democratize, like South Korea, actually do better. They have a more long-lasting, you know, appearance on the world stage. Countries like China are liberalizing their economy, are turning into less of a dictatorship, even though they still are. They still are doing terrible things, but they had to liberalize their economy. I also want to quote this. James Madison said in Federalist Papers, in Federalist 47, that, quote, "The accumulation of all powers in the same hands may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny." And the founders had a very fresh memory of what tyranny and dictatorships looked like, and they understood that it does not create a long-lasting country. Now, the self-defeating argument. I think this argument is self-defeating, because he points to Apple and other companies as examples of monarchies that succeed because there's one leader in charge. But I think that's backwards. Apple would not succeed in the dictatorship. It wouldn't. Apple succeeds because it exists in a democratic system in the United States under free markets where thousands of companies have competed and risen and fallen. And, you know, BlackBerry was created in Canada. And then the iPhone was released and it began to actually take over what BlackBerry was creating. So competition is good. The innovation doesn't come from one CEO ruling forever, or else this iPhone that I have in my hand would still be a BlackBerry. Innovation comes because Apple has to fight Samsung, Microsoft, Google, at one point BlackBerry, but that's kind of over. And the moment that it stops innovating, consumers just walk away. So when you compare that to command economies, command economies are what historically have existed in dictatorships throughout time, where there is one central ruling figure that controls the whole marketplace. It fails. Like, I'm not even joking. The Soviet Union was good at launching rockets, but they couldn't even make shoes for their people. China, under Mao, starved millions because nobody could actually challenge the bad ideas of the CEO dictator. And now Elon Musk is consulting this guy because he wants the CEO dictator model. I'm sorry, but I like the type of democracy that has thrived throughout history. All of the economic miracles that have happened throughout history were not because a democracy turned into a dictatorship, but the opposite. It's because South Korea turned into a democracy. Ireland democratized. I'm not going to say that China is a democracy, but if you look it up, they have been liberalizing their economy and trying to open it up, and it's benefited them. So when Elon Musk is out there giving terrible arguments, or sorry, when Curtis Yarvin is out there giving terrible arguments, and then Elon Musk is consulting him as he falls down this far-right rabbit hole, it's kind of terrifying. But don't worry, at least Charlie Kirk is giving Curtis Yarvin a platform and not pushing back thoroughly.
This sort of great imbalance or this usurpation of the legislative and judicial branches over the executive branch, which has become the democratic branch with a small d, and thus has been rendered utterly toothless in the sense that the president himself has power over the government. The only remedy for this wrong is to put the president entirely in charge of the government. And that essentially means that the executive branch, far from being checked and balanced in a way that does not work and has left the executive branch not checked and balanced, but simply hogtied and held hostage, is to render the executive branch completely unilateral.
What a crazy argument. So his argument, he's essentially trying to say that because the courts hold up presidential administrations, like under Trump, we are seeing the courts stop him from just ending birthright citizenship via executive order. Oh, I'm sorry, the courts don't want to end a constitutional principle via executive order. He's saying that because the executive branch is hog-tied by all of these checks and balances, then what we need to do is have one ruler. But I think the easy defeater to that argument is, okay, so you would have been okay with all of Biden's executive orders that got struck down in the courts, or when he tried to erase student debt, a court struck that down. When he tried to do a lot of things, courts struck them down, not nearly as many as Trump, but he had a lot of court lawsuits as well. Is Curtis Yarvin okay with Joe Biden being the unilateral CEO, the decision maker, or is it only one of these right-wing freaks that can do it? I don't know. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like and subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.